This is New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia, the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians.
Ride our dreams down, future road.
Hello once again, this is Vaughan Bennison welcoming you to this edition of New Horizons. This week we go back to the convention that happened in early October 2015. We're going to have a look at the final session of that convention, which outlines the future of Blind Citizens Australia. Firstly, we're going to hear from Emma Bennison, who is the newly elected president of BCA. She's going to talk a bit about what's been happening and what is going to happen in the future of Blind Citizens Australia. She also has a challenge to every single member of Blind Citizens Australia, so make sure you listen for that one. Following that, we'll hear from Leah Van Poppel, who is the recently appointed executive officer of Blind Citizens Australia, and she's going to be talking about some changes to BCA's funding which happened recently, and also outline her vision for the future of BCA. But firstly, Emma Bennison, Blind Citizens Australia President.
It's really exciting to be here. It's a great honour to have the role of President of this organisation. And I was just reflecting on the fact that when you look back over the leaders of the organisation, the presidents and executive officers, it's quite an extraordinary list of people. So it's exciting. But we've got a huge amount of work ahead of us. And my vision, I suppose, for the organisation is that it needs to be a strong, trusted, confident national voice for blind and vision impaired Australians. And I think that in order to achieve it, I'm very committed to doing a couple of things. I'm very committed to genuinely engaging in an ongoing conversation with you as members to ensure that all views are represented and considered. I'm very keen to develop and progress strategies to support timely and proactive action from BCA in relation to issues impacting blind and vision impaired people from all walks of life. And I'm also very committed to leading an energised, transparent and harmonious board with a focus on harnessing the skills of all directors to benefit BCA and our members. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, given I think this is a major challenge, is to create opportunities for young and emerging leaders to develop their skills through training and mentoring. I think trust has to be earned, but I would really like to ask you for two things today. To give us, as the board, some time to start to work through this massive workload that we've got ahead of us and to prove to you that we are actually up to this task. You won't always agree with everything that we do. You won't always agree with our decisions, and we're really happy, as we're doing now, to have a very open and transparent conversation with all of you. But I would also ask for you to be patient with us for a while, because it is going to be a significant and challenging workload that we've got ahead of us. The second challenge that I have for you is possibly a little bit controversial, and it's probably to some extent what I feel sometimes is a bit of an elephant in the room for this organisation. I would really like us all to make a commitment, and I include myself in this, to stop talking our organisation down. BCA bashing, as I affectionately call it, I feel has become something of a sport for all of us in recent years, and I do include myself. There have been times when I am calling myself out as one of the people who have not been very positive about this organisation. And I have to say that because there are people in this room who know that. I can't get away with it with not saying it. But what I'm asking today is that we stop that. It really does have to stop, and it has to stop now, and it has to stop right from the top, as in me, all the way down, all the way down. That doesn't mean that we can't disagree. That doesn't mean we can't have a healthy debate. Doesn't mean we can't have some people getting a bit fired up on the list. I'm all for that. But that's not the same as bashing the organisation that's actually trying to help you. And if we're actually committed to having a united voice for people who are blind and vision impaired, we actually have to act like one. We have to act like a united voice, because we're actually all part of the united voice that we're wanting to achieve. So I think that's the first step toward change. So what are we doing at the moment? Doing a couple of things just to kind of get things started. We're looking at the summit recommendations from the BCA Leaders Summit, which you heard about at the AGM. And they are really important recommendations that provide a real roadmap, I think, for where we're going to be going. And they cover everything from governance of the organisation through to how we advocate, through to how we communicate with members, all sorts of areas that are important to our organisation. We're doing the review of the NPDC. One of the other things we're doing is it's a little bit out of left field, but I suppose, you know, once again, you won't be surprised to hear this from me because it's about music. We have decided that we want a new song for New Horizons. So that's about all I wanted to say. So I'll hand over to Leah.
You've heard people say that, you know, we've come through a time of challenge. You've heard people say that there are issues around some funding that we've lost. And perhaps some of you don't know the detail of that. And sometimes not knowing a little bit more about something, not knowing the facts, can leave you in a really scary place. So I wanted to just do a little bit of explaining before I go into what my vision is for how we will work in the future. And that's firstly to say, yes, we've lost funding that came from what is now known as the Department of Social Services, but was ongoing funding for work at a national level around advocating to government, lobbying to government on a whole range of issues, specifically for people who are blind or vision impaired. But we still have three other ongoing funding sources. So we have funding through our Memorandum of Understanding with Vision Australia, which is about making sure that we can do some collaborative work on issues that matter to both organisations, issues like employment, like audio description, like education for people who are blind or vision impaired. We have a funding agreement with the Department of Health and Human Services in Victoria, which covers off funding for advocacy services, for individual advocacy in Victoria, and for information and support to Victorians who are blind or vision impaired. And we also have some funding that comes through from the Jeffrey Blythe Foundation, which is set up to try and make sure that BCA can be sustainable and independent into the future. So to say that we've lost some funding is true, but to say that that puts us in a position where we have nothing or things are precarious is certainly not the case. Things are different. Yes, we have fewer resources to work with. Over the past few years, we've gone down from 5.1 staff in the office to about 3.3. And that does mean that when you call the office, you might find that you have to be patient in waiting for a response, or that we say to you, okay, what of this work that you would like BCA to do, are you able to go and manage yourself with a little bit of advice and support from us? But it doesn't mean that we are in a situation without hope and without options for the future. Money is not BCA. What is BCA is all of us. It's the people sitting in this room. It's the people listening on the stream. It's the people who call the office and talk to us about the issues that are coming up for them on a day-to-day basis. It's the people who post on the list. It's all of you having conversations with each other about your own experiences, knowing that the person you're talking to has some understanding of what it's like. So for BCA to look for funding, we have to look at the things that empower us to continue to do and be the organisation that is a strong, genuine, independent voice of people who are blind or vision impaired. And that's got to be the core of any fundraising strategy that we have going into the future. And what's also got to be the core of what we do in terms of fundraising is how we do it and how we build any programs that we create or projects that we create through fundraising. And that's about making sure that we're open and transparent, that the office is open to communication from members and is able to communicate effectively with you. So we want to have an open door policy in the office where you can come to us with your issues, where you can come to us and say, what's going on? What's happening now? What would you like us to? What can I do to help? So it's important that going forward we move to communicate better. And we've already in the office been working on ways to increase that. So we've had some member forums just to talk about the issues that are most important to members. We've had the first series of CEO teleconferences where people have been able to come to me and talk to me about issues that matter to them and the things that they want to see BCA do. We want to make sure that if you feel like you have a message for us, you're able to bring it to us. No matter whether you are a young person starting out in BCA, whether you're someone who is maybe not confident in advocacy, has never really done it before, has never really been around blind people before, come to us. My vision for BCA is that it retains its core strengths and builds on those strengths with integrity, with honest and open communication.
And that was Leah Van Poppel outlining her vision for the future of Blind Citizens Australia. There's a lot more in that session. If you'd like to hear more about it, give the office a ring on 1-800-033-660 and let us know how you enjoyed the program and whether you'd like to hear more on that subject. Just before we go, to let you know that the office will be closed down from the 24th of December, that's this coming Thursday, until the 4th of January, which is the Monday right after New Year's Day. So if you've got any business that needs to be dealt with, make sure you get it in before Thursday. Otherwise, it may have to wait until the Monday after New Year. On behalf of the New Horizons team and all of us here at Blind Citizens Australia, let me wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you all the luck for the new year, and we will be back next week with another edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison, wishing you all the best until next time. To contact Blind Citizens Australia about this program or any other issue, call 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660. Or email bca@bca.org.au. This program is also available on the website at bca.org.au.